Okay, da. Didn't get to bed last night until 2, so. Good evening. Thank you, Yale. I have to start all over again tomorrow. Okay, 我哋一齊打開聖經, 我哋睇出埃及記. Let's turn in our Bibles and we'll look at Exodus. 我哋繼續睇出埃及 20章, and we're continuing in our study in Exodus chapter 20. 我哋睇呢個嘅十戒, as we're looking at the Ten Commandments. 今日我哋係睇十五節, this week we're looking at verse 15. 出埃及嘅二十章十五節. This is a true story. There's a man walked into a convenience store and he put $20 on the countertop. And when the cashier opened the cash box, he took out a gun and demanded to give him all the cash. 跟住佢攞咗啲現金呢,就走人,但係留低咗佢嗰張20蚊. And so when he got all the cash out of the cash box, he ran and he left his $20 on the countertop. 但係點知呢,所得到嘅錢係得10蚊. But all the money he got out of the cash box was $15. 所以可以話呢, 做小偷呢就係呢個係明搶啊,就係唔值得嘅。So being a thief doesn't pay, huh? 今日我哋睇呢個20章,我哋睇不可偷盜。And today we're going to look at thou shall not steal. 咁所以我哋先讀呢12節至到17節,俾我哋睇個上下文. So we're going to look at verse 12 to 17. So we get the context.
当孝敬父母使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证陷害人，不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛犊，并他一切所有的。 一齊低頭祈禱。 Let's pray. 主，所以我哋將今日嘅時間交喺你嘅手裏邊，我哋靠主你咧，係透過你嘅聖經裏邊教導我哋，讓我哋更加喺你嘅話語裏邊可以係有得著，可以更加係知道我哋應該點行。因為主，我哋知道我哋聽聖經咧，就唔係單單去左耳入右耳出。你係想我哋將我哋所聽嘅、所認識嘅 放喺我哋生命嘅里边，所以靠主耶稣今日俾我哋可以吸收你嘅话语，系我哋日常生活去实践出嚟。我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求，Amen. 所以今日我哋睇不可偷盗。So today's we look at thou shall not steal. 我哋知道咧。 神要幫到我哋明白佢嘅教導。And God wants us to understand his teaching. 有人話呢,一個最好嘅禮物送俾一個乜都有嘅人係送啲乜嘢呢? And somebody says, the best gift to give to somebody who has everything is a burglar alarm.
係送一個嘅防盜器俾佢,因為佢乜都有嘛,費事俾人偷。
He has everything, so don't steal it. 我哋要睇三方面嘅今日嘅不可偷盜。We're going to look at 3 points today. 咁第一部分咧，我哋睇神对个人嘅财物嘅立场。And the first point we want to look at how God's position on personal possessions. 咁啊，我哋人人知道咧系有呢个权利可以拥有自己嘅嘢。And we know that we each have the right to our personal possessions. 其實神係俾我哋呢個嘅自由。And God has given us this freedom and this right. 係其實佢係建立咗人可以有自人私人嘅物品。And God has established that we can have our own personal possessions. 但係當我哋睇到十戒嘅時候咧，我哋見到咁多不可、不可、不可咧，我哋有一樣嘢我哋要繼續明白。And as we look at the Ten Commandments and we see all these "Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not," we need to continue to remember that 神有個原因係講我哋聽呢啲事。God has a reason for telling us this. 咁啊，當我哋已經睇咗七個戒命，我哋睇到第八個嘅時候咧，我哋要強調到基督教咧唔係一個守規矩嘅宗教。And we've already looked at seven of the commandments, and today is the eighth. And we have to remember that Christianity is not a religion of do's and don'ts. 好多人咧就會有呢個誤解 ，and many people have this misconception. 佢以為按照信神咧就要按照好多嘅規矩，就唔可以咁，唔可以咁，唔可以咁。And they'll think, you know, being a Christian is just a lot of rules and regulations that I can't do this, I can't do that. 好似係受好多嘅束縛。It's like it's just making me really damping my style. 但係我哋要明白耶穌係釋放我哋。But we need to remember that Jesus has set us free. 耶穌係唔係叫我哋受好多規矩嚟束縛我哋。He is not giving us all these rules and regulations to bind us up. 如果你睇新約聖經哥林多前書第六章十二節係有一個好好嘅經文。And in 1 Corinthians 6:12, it's got a really good verse. 呢度話凡事我都可行，但不都有益處。凡事我都可行，但無論哪一件，我總不受他嘅限制。Here it says that it is lawful for me to do all things, but not all things are profitable. I can do everything, but I don't want to be a slave to any of them. 即係講一個嘅例子，琴晚發生。And to illustrate this, I'll just share something that happened last night. 昨晚完咗嘅時候咧，我哋喺度執嘢，跟住送啲人翻屋企。And last night after taking everything back and putting it away, and then I drove the car and took some people home. 咁我擺低最後一個人咧，咁我同 Robbie 就轉彎就上翻屋企。And after I dropped the last person off, then Robbie and I turned the corner and we started coming home. 咁啊，可能我攰到飛起咧，我就唔知嘅。And maybe I was so tired I didn't realize。咁我唔小心喺荷蘭園嗰度衝個紅燈 ，and I didn't realize that I went through a red light。跟住啱啱我隔離咧有個警察，係訓練警察，一個師傅同埋一個學師。And right next to me were two policemen, a trainer and a trainee on a motorcycle。咁我衝住紅燈，跟住佢即刻開個警。灯，嗰日我隔篱挥手叫我拍埋，嗰个入塔石嗰个隧道嘅，系我拍埋喺隧道嘅。我发生咩事？我蒙查查都唔知冲住红灯。And they turn on their lights, you know, and they get me to come over, and you're going into the tunnel there at the old soccer field. I said, "What's going on?" 啊，原来佢话你冲住红灯。咁其实我有呢个自由，我揸车我可以冲红灯，我可以做我中意做嘅嘢。但係我會受個後果。You know, I've got the freedom. I can do whatever. I can go through red lights. I can not stop at a stop sign. But I'm going to have to suffer the consequences. 咁啊，衝紅燈，如果你唔知道咧，依家澳門罰款1,000蚊。如果兩年內發生五次嘅係停牌嘅。So now, if you don't know the consequences in Macau, if you go through a red light, you have to pay $1,000 fine.And if you commit the same offense 5 times in 2 years, you lose your license. So, 我哋有自由 ，we have freedom. 但我哋要有时我哋所做嘅系有后果。But sometimes what we do has a result, has a bad consequence. 我相信信耶稣系咁，耶稣系释放我哋，唔系束缚我哋。And Jesus is setting us free. He's not trying to bind us up. 所以耶稣讲明咧，佢话。天父的儿子叫你得叫你自由，你们就真自由了。And Jesus said, "If the Son of God sets you free, you are free indeed." 所以我哋喺耶稣里边系真正嘅自由，唔系要受好多嘅规矩系束缚我哋。And so Jesus does not want us to be bound up by all these rules and regulations. 但系十戒呢， But the Ten Commandments keep telling us that we cannot attain to God's standard. There's a very famous Christian movie from Japan. And maybe you've seen it. It's a black and white movie, and we've got the video. The name of it in Chinese is Ngan Sao Leng. I don't know in English. And it's the testimony of a Japanese man. And we know that Japanese, it's hard for them to become Christians. But the testimony from Ngan Sao Leng, how he became a Christian, is very interesting. And when the movie starts, it talks about him and how he's complaining and saying, I have not committed a crime. I am not a sinner. And there's a pastor, a Japanese pastor, who's always in his village preaching. And so one day this man sat down and started to have a discussion with his pastor. And he pointed to the pastor and said, hey, you always tell me I'm a sinner. I've never committed a crime. And so the pastor said, I'm going to give you a challenge. I'm going to give you 1 week. You go home and you read about the Ten Commandments, and I'm going to explain to you what the Ten Commandments are. And so he said, you go home, and if you can, in this 1 week, keep the Ten Commandments totally without committing any offense against them, then next week you come back and tell me that you're not a sinner. And it came back, you know, the week later, and he realized, I am a sinner. And he ended up becoming a Christian. And I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story, although it's an old movie, it's still a good movie. And so the Ten Commandments tell us that we need Jesus. And here it says, Thou shalt not steal. Do not steal. And so when it says don't steal, it's telling us that we have our personal property. And God has established that everyone can have their own personal property. And one time when I first started the Christian Drug Rehabilitation Center in Macau, because the new brothers that come in the house, they couldn't have their personal possessions at that time. And so everything that they owned, we gave to them. And so at that time, we couldn't have our own stuff. But it was really hard, you know, couldn't have your own shampoo, couldn't have your own deodorant, couldn't have your own personal things. It was only for a short time, but I realized, hey, this is hard. I like my personal stuff. And if you have children, you know, maybe you know that children say, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Even as little kids, we want our own stuff. And when God says, thou shalt not steal, he's also saying, you have the right to have your personal stuff. 但是不可偷盗都是含着另一个意义。 But thou shalt not steal has another meaning involved in it.
是一个观念就是你要有自己的东西,你不可以偷得回来,即使说你要积极做工。
And because you cannot steal to get your stuff, the other side of the meaning is you must work diligently to get your stuff.
是吧?你不可以偷回来,那怎么来的?工作咯。
And so if you can't steal, how are you going to get it? Work. 所以神是要我们人反面就是工作、积极、努力、有自己的责任。 And so the other side of thou shalt not steal is that we need to be diligent, work hard, and have a job. Do our responsibility.
所以不可偷盗,反面就是说你有责任。
And so the opposite side of thou shalt not steal is you have responsibility.
我们不喜欢的,有时我们不喜欢有责任。
Sometimes we don't like having responsibility.
但是圣经鼓励我们每一个人要积极做好自己的责任。
But the Bible teaches us to each be diligent and to do our own part.
所以圣经就不鼓励人家是懒惰,甚至乎说懒惰是犯罪。
And so the Bible doesn't like us being lazy. In fact, the Bible says being lazy is a sin. But you know, we like to just laugh off at work.
澳門呢,我知道澳門呢,以前可能現在在變,但以前是社王世界。
And maybe Macau is changing, but in the past, you know, Macau was just take time off at work, you know.
即是過到回去打卡,接著去喝咖啡。
And so everyone go to work, and then, oh, let's go have tea. And
接著呢,就慢慢,喝了兩個小時茶,不如又上班去看,公司有什麼做。
And then after 2 hours of just having tea, let's go back to work and see what there is to do.
好像澳門以前是這樣的,過到這個社會,社王。
It's like the whole society used to be like that, you know, after 2 hours of just taking time off.
社王是什麼?
偷老闆錢。 But you know, doing that is stealing money from your employer.
那個老闆想著你上班工作,積極做事,但你在自己探世界。
And your boss thinks that you're out there, you know, working hard, but you're just out there having tea.
但澳門以前的問題呢,老闆都是社王。
But the problem in Macau, even the boss is out there having tea.
所以,哇,我又不想社王,我想積極。 但是他都,嘿,阻住了,你又做事,我們都喝茶,怎麼行啊?
And then, you know, the boss says, hey, what are you doing? You know, we're all off having tea and you're trying to work. Hey, you're messing up.
So, 有時候澳門做基督徒不太容易,是不是?
So, sometimes it's hard in Macau to be a Christian.
社王心裡不舒服。 不社王被人罵。
And so, if I don't take the time off, oh, I feel guilty. But if I work, then I get yelled at.
哇,什麼世界?澳門好像反轉的。但現在正在變,我知道。
And so, Macau is like, it's an upside-down society. But it's changing, things are changing.
但澳門我們都喜歡有一種的,就是著數的心態。
But you know, we still have this attitude that, you know, we want to get benefits.
所以我們很多時候說,啊,很著數,有著數就去賺。
And so he said, oh, there's some good things, I want to go get that. It's good for me. Jerk, so I don't know how to say it in English, but I can explain it.
Jerk, so, 就是怎样解释呢?就是不用出自己应份的力量去得到不属于你的东西。
Maybe you can explain it like this. That you don't have to put out any effort to get things that really don't belong to you.
是不是? 講一個例子。我有在市政廳民政總署門口,看到民政總署派花。
And one time I was at the Leo Sonato Square, and the Leo Sonato was passing out flower pots.
他鼓勵人家綠花。
and they're hoping that the Macau would be green.
於是佢規定港民一人或者一個家庭一個花盆.
And so they said, every family, one flower pot per family.
一二三派曬.
And then, wow, all the flower pots, they're gone.
跟住呢, 我睇到啲人喺側邊話,
拿住成扎返屋企. And then I saw the people, you know, going home with a whole bunch of flower pots.
我就問, 哇,你怎麼拿到這麼多個?
I said, how'd you get so many?
哦,很簡單啫.
What's so easy?
哦,排完一輪, 擺低個花盆喺個細佬嗰度, 跟住再排一次, 又一次嘛.
你唔識嘅.
He said, oh, how'd you get so many? It's so easy. I get in line, I get one, and then I give it to my son, and then I go in and again, and then I get another one, I give it to my son, and I go once, twice, three, four times.
Man, you're so stupid.
Name sick jerk so.
We've got these concepts that are always in our heart.
When we give out gifts at the church, it's the same.
Then
we stand in the front of the line, we get our gift, we run to the back, and then pretend, I didn't get my gift yet.
一種偷的,是我們心底,根深蒂固在心裡面.
That's a form of stealing, and it's deep in our heart.
講到著數好得意嘅，倫敦以前有個的士司機，佢每日咧就擺個佢屋企嘅垃圾擺喺佢的士嘅後座。
And there's a taxi cab driver in London, England, who every day would take his garbage from home and put it in the back seat of the cab.
但係每一日咧收工翻嚟啊，個垃圾唔見咗嘅.
But every day at the end of the day, the garbage was gone.
即係有人攞咗啲垃圾翻屋企嘅，以為係補品。
Somebody would take the garbage home, they thought they were getting a good gift.
日日都有個
Every day the same thing.
著數有時唔係咁著數.
So, you know, to get these good benefits, sometimes they're not the greatest things to get.
俄羅斯有個箴言.
There's a Russian proverb, it says, better to beg than steal, better to work than beg.
佢嘅箴言话：刻意好过偷，工作好过刻意。我话几有意思，系咪？
Right? 我哋睇第二点，偷盗各方面嘅行动。
Let's look at the second point. Different ways of stealing.
一般偷盜嘅行為咧，我哋都會知道係點樣嘅，小賊啊，明搶啊，打劫啊。
You know, we know what it is to steal. You know, a robber, a thief, somebody breaking into the house.
喺美國有一個好得意嘅偷車案. There's a car thief in the United States. 咁佢係被捉咗，但係佢有個藉口.
And he was arrested, but he had an excuse. 佢話咧，我喺個墳場嗰度偷呢架車.
He said, I stole this car at the cemetery.
我以為個車主死咗嘅.
He said, I thought the owner was dead.
Ephesians 4:28
Ephesians 4:28 says, those who used to steal, steal no more. Work hard with your hands, and so you have plenty left over to give to others.
呢个系神嘅教导，我哋唔好偷嘅，我哋积极做工嘅，跟住可以分多余嘅俾有需要嘅人。And so this is the teaching of the Bible that if we work hard diligently, then we have extra and we can share the abundance with others. 有三种对金钱嘅观点。There are three attitudes towards finances. 第一个呢就系你嘅钱系我嘅钱。And the first attitude is, your money is my money. 呢个叫贼。This is a thief. The second attitude is, 大家嘅钱是大家嘅。Everybody's money is everybody's. 呢个叫共产主义。This is communism. 第三种观点就是，我嘅钱是我嘅钱，多余嘅钱我分享给你。The third attitude is, my money is my money, but what I have left over, I'm going to share, or what I have, I will share with you. 呢个叫基督教。This is Christianity. 你对金钱嘅观点系点样？呢个又系真人真事，喺美国发生。一个女士呢，去旅行翻嚟，喺门口听到佢电话响，走入屋。There's a lady in the United States, you know, that she was on a holiday and she came home. And she was outside of the house, she heard the phone ringing, so she went into the house. 当佢入到屋嘅时候呢，有个贼喺度嘅。And when she went into the house, there's a thief in there. 跟住个贼呢就掹住个电话线，用枪指住佢。And then the thief, you know, pulled out the telephone line and took his gun and pointed it at her. 跟住佢又唔知道做咩，佢即刻跪低祷告。我唔可以偷我啲嘢，耶稣求你宽恕佢啊！我哋爱耶稣你嘅，求你保护我。And she started kneeling down, started praying, and said, "Lord, help me, Father. Don't let him steal my stuff. I pray that you'd forgive him for taking away all my stuff. Just Lord Jesus, protect me." 跟住个贼就好得意，就翻出到街度，同佢太太讲：，喂，啲嘢搬翻入屋，呢间屋嗰啲人系基督徒。And so the thief went back outside to his wife. He said, "Hey, let's move the stuff back in the house. This family is a Christian family. We can't steal from them." 真人真事喎， it's a real story. 跟住咧，个贼又走翻嚟，攞支枪，放低啲子弹，俾支枪个女士，跟住走咗。And then he went back in the house and he took all the bullets out of his gun, gave the gun to the lady, and he left. 哇，神听祷告。God answers prayer. 另一种偷呢，就是欺负人。There's another type of stealing, it's called oppression. 讲欺负人呢，就是好像呢，欺压人呢。譬如你去买二手车，车行说个价钱是50万，但其实架车30万都不值，那他杀了你20万。You know, you go and buy a second-hand car. The car dealer says, "Hey, it's $500,000 for the car, but the car's only worth $200,000 or $300,000." So he sells it to you, and he makes $200,000 off of you. It's a ripoff. 呢个一种抢，一种打劫。This is a type of stealing, type of robbery. 或者系因为个都要买，将个价钱高咗3倍。跟住有个招牌贴出嚟，减价8折。Maybe you know the guys, you know, they put their in the market, they put their price up three times what it should be, and then they put a label on it and said, "Oh, we're giving 20% off." 但系都系明抢啊。It's a type of dishonesty. 或者美国工厂。去到一个第三世界国家设一个厂。Maybe people like in the United States, the factory owners, they go to a third world country and they start a factory. 在个厂里面，第三世界国家，儿童工人做24小时工作，没得休息，是得豆领咁鸡碎咁多的人工。You know, they have child laborers working 24 hours a day for just, you know, peanuts.但跟住啲货品搬翻去美国，一件衫卖$20美金。 And then they take their shirts and they sell them in the United States for $20 US a shirt. Like in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1.
拐诈的天平为耶和华所憎恶, 公平的法马, 为他所喜悦。在圣经有很多的经节都讲到这个一大一小的升斗。
And in the Bible, there are many different verses that talk about having two different measures, weights and measures.
我去街市呢,我说,呃我称!
And you go to the market and they say, hey, they measured it wrong.
然后经常听人说,他找你笨!
You know, they say, hey, that guy took you for a sucker.
或者他当你水鱼.
You know that one? Take you as a water turtle?
Yeah. 有些以前的弟兄的口头禅.
但另一种偷钱呢, 可能你经历过. But you know, there's one type of thievery that maybe you've done.
可能不喜欢听.
Maybe you don't want to hear this.
但是真的, 圣经说不可偷盗,
but the Bible says, thou shalt not steal.
所以我们怎么算呢? 知识产权的问题, 杀埋来.
So what do we do with intellectual copyright laws?
澳门是一个盗版社会的。
Macau is a piracy society.
电脑盗版软件,
pirated computer software.
学校盗版课本,
pirated school books at school.
盗版音乐,
pirated music.
有人跟我说,牧师你不明白啊。
They say, oh, Pastor, you don't understand.
我说,我不明白什么? 他说,正版CD买百多元啊。
An authentic CD costs over $100.
我去大陆买10元啊。 I go to China and buy it for $10. 但我在网上下载呢,免费的。
But if I download it off the internet, it's free.
所以呢,一个人买个CD, 跟着, 分享给五、六个人, 个都吸了电脑跟着放在 MP3.
And so one person buys a CD, and then he lends it to 10 friends, and then everybody puts it on their computer and downloads it to their MP3 player.
哇,等于什么? 偷10个CD哦。
That means you stole 10 CDs.
你触犯版权哦。
You've gone against the copyright law.
牧师不是啊,好贵啊,正版啊,我没钱啊。
Well, Pastor, you know, no, it's too expensive to buy the real stuff.
买不起没用啊。
You can't afford it, don't use it.
好简单嘛。
所以对不住呢,如果你问我这CD, 我明知你吸落你的 MP3, 我不借的. So I'm sorry. If I know that you're going to borrow a CD from me and put it on your MP3, I'm not going to lend it to you.
如果你想自己是 MP3機, 你自己去买.
If you want it on your MP3, you go buy one.
Right. 为什么要用翻版呢?
Why do we need to use pirated stuff?
教会大家都可能听过这个
And maybe you've all heard this this experience from the church.
我们以前在十楼刚刚有电脑的时候,
when we first got the computer at the church,
我们买了个电脑呢,就装上翻版软件.
When we bought the computer, it's full of pirated software.
跟着呢,教会就开始是没什么经费, 甚至是赤字, 成好像十几万。
And then the church started to go into the red, and I think we're in the red over 30,000, I think. 30,000左右, 赤字. 那時是用自己的錢來補回。 At that time, I was using my own money to fill in the gap. 跟住有個香港的神學教授過來探我們, and then a seminary professor came from Hong Kong and visited. 他是電腦天才, he's a computer genius. 我們告訴他有個新電腦,剛剛教我一些點點, and I said, oh, we've got a new computer, you're a computer genius, can you teach me some things? 他第一問題,你那些正版還是翻版? And his first question, is that authentic or is it pirated? 我不知道,我買電腦他送的。 I said, I don't know, I bought the computer, they gave it to me. 跟住他說,你有沒有證書? And they said, do you have the authentic license? I said, 沒有啊, no. 你有沒有安裝碟? Do you have the installation disk? 沒有啊, no. 他說,那你用翻版,你的教會? 在神的面前行不行啊? And they said, well, then it's pirated stuff. Can you do that as a Christian? 哇,刀入到心! He's like, wow, a knife went in my heart. 我立刻決定,剷除電腦所有的東西. And so then I wiped out the whole computer. 我去買正版視窗,買便宜的正版其他軟件. And then I went and I bought some other authentic but cheap programs. 跟住教會經濟就改善了. And then the church finances changed. 弟兄姊妹,我跟有些傳道人分享這個經歷, 他說,不用啦,他電腦公司給我是無所謂啦. You know, I shared this with other pastors in Macau, and they said, hey, no problem, you know, the computer store gave it to you, you're not in trouble. 不過到今時今日澳門呢, 連政府都要改變他翻版的東西,是不是? But now today, even the government in Macau has to stop using pirated software. 你買個電腦,你買個正版的,個正版軟件可能更貴過你的電腦. You know, if you buy a computer and then you buy the authentic software, the software might cost more than your computer. 所以很多人說,牧師,我要電腦,但我買不起正版,我用翻版啊。 And so, Pastor, you know, I need a computer, but I can't afford this stuff, so I'm going to use the pirated stuff. 買不起,沒用啊。 If you can't afford it, don't use it. 我的子女回來,學校聽,學校告訴他聽, 你可以用 PowerPoint. My kids come home from school, the teachers say, oh, you need to use PowerPoint at home. 哇,咁 PowerPoint 是 Office 是貴喎,成4000蚊喎。咁唔緊要,我哋有正版嘅,咁就用。 But it's okay, I've got an authentic office, so $4,000, we've already got it. 但係跟住返嚟話,要用 Photoshop, Photo Impact, DreamWork. And then the teacher said, oh, you need Photoshop, Photo Impact, DreamWork, Weaver, whatever. Well, 喂,我冇呢啲錢喎,我點買得起喎,學校點要求嘅? 佢話,可以喺網上下載喎,30日嘅試用版喎。 Oh, you can download the trial version for 30 days. 是啊,30日后,怎样?完了30日之后怎样? After 30 days, what do you do? 学校要人学,但要人用翻版. The school needs you to use it, but they want you to use pirated software. 誰是买得起的? 一个软件几千元,一个软件几千元. 如果买不起,没用。 If you can't afford it, don't use it. 有辦法,去圖書館. There's a way. Go to the library. 圖書館用得,政府正版. Go to the library. They've got authentic software at the library.
弟兄姊妹,我們不可以說,因為我買不起就是有這個藉口來做賊. We can't use the excuse, I can't afford it, so I'm going to be a thief.
聖經說,不可偷盜. The Bible says, don't steal.
選擇是你的。
It's your choice.
첫 말에?
How about
cheating on chat tests?
첫 말도 해.
逃避人的 GY.
첫 말 해.
Cheating on tests is stealing somebody else's thoughts.
第三 点.
The last point.
偷 属于神的财物.
Stealing what belongs to God.
有两样东西是属于神,
我们很多时会偷. There are two things that belong to God that we often steal.
第一呢,
就是偷属于神的荣耀. The first thing is that we like to steal God's glory.
第二样东西呢,
And the second thing, we steal God's money.
偷神的荣耀就是那些明知是神帮你做的但是自己抢那个想象.
And stealing God's glory is something that God has done for you, but you take the credit. You get the glory.
那样东西明知是神被恩赐你，那样东西明知是神帮到你，那样东西是神一路在你背后协助你，但是跟着你企出来说，我多厉害啊。
And so you know that's something that God gave you the gift to do, it's something God gave you the ability to do, but after you've done it, you come out and you say, hey, look at me, I'm so cool, man.
我们偷神的荣耀，抢神的荣耀。
We steal God's glory.
在我们的老我里面，我们的骄傲里面，我们喜欢自己厉害。In our
flesh, in our old life, in our pride, we like to be the one in the spotlight.
但是在我们信了耶稣，我们要信服，承认是神。
But as a Christian, we need to realize, we need to humble ourselves and realize it comes from God. And so if God has helped you do anything, the glory should go to the Lord.
Maybe
I'll give an example from my experience.
我初来澳门的时候要学中文。
When I first came to Macau, I had to study Chinese.
咁我知道我自己学唔到,
and I knew that I couldn't do it on my own.
所以我日日祈祷.
So I prayed every day.
我亦都喺美国喺世界有好多人为我祈祷.
And so in the United States and other places, a lot of people also prayed for me.
跟住感谢主呢，即系可以学到。
And I praise the Lord, I could learn some Chinese.
So 有人来跟我说，啊，白牧师，你讲广东话讲得好。
And so then somebody comes up to me and says, hey, pastor, you know, you speak Chinese well.
跟住我答他，嘿，小儿科啫，你知道我天生是聪明的嘛，我是语言天才的嘛。
And I say, hey, you know, no problem, you know, I've got a good mind, you know, I'm a genius, and I can study well, you know, and I've got this great ability with language. If I said something like that, would that be right?
冇可能係神嘅恩典，最多可以話多謝你鼓勵，係神聽我禱告，俾我有能力可以為佢講一啲嘅嘢。
At the most, all I can say is, it's a gift of God. At the most, you know, let's praise God because he gave me the ability that I can use my mouth to glorify him.
All right?
And so if God has gifted you to do something, give God the glory. Don't try and take the glory for yourself.
第二样嘢，我哋偷神嘅，就系偷神嘅钱。
The second thing we steal from God is His money.
我哋好少喺教会里边讲钱，
and we don't talk much about money in the church.
但系神要我哋奉献。
But God wants us to give offerings to him.
有基督徒奉獻呢,係屬於偷神嘅錢. And if a Christian doesn't give of his tithes and offerings, it's stealing from God. 因為神設立咗奉獻, because God established offerings as a way of expression to him. 神係我哋嘅創造主, God is our creator. 世界一切屬於神, and so everything in this world belongs to God. 如果神係分啲俾你呢, 你只不過一個管家, and if God has given you some of it, then you're just a steward of what God has given you.
其實啲嘢唔係我哋自己嘅, it's not ours. 神俾我哋有健康, 神俾我哋有智慧, 神俾我哋一份好嘅工作.
God gives us health. God gives us intelligence. God gives us a good job.
是一切屬於神.
所以我們所賺的錢都是屬於神. So the money that we make is also God's.
神是給你管他的錢,
and God wants you to be a good steward over his finances.
那你怎樣去運用你的錢? 怎樣運用神的錢?
And so how do you handle your finances? Or how do you handle God's finances?
如果是我的錢,我運用,我有這個,這個,這個,這個,這個,剩下一點點,給神咯.
Now, if it's my finances, oh, I've got this, and what little left over, oh, I give it to God.
但如果是神的錢,神,你想我怎樣用?
But if it's God's money, we say, God, how do you want me to use it? Where are the needs?
哪裡有需要?
兩個觀點完全不同.
You know, Jesus talked a lot about money.
他講了38個比喻. Jesus said 38 parables.
16個比喻是講錢.
16 of them talked about money.
在新約聖經福音書裡面, 10節當中有一節是講錢.
In the Gospels, one out of every 10 verses talks about money.
有280節咁多.
There are 288 verses that talk about money in the Gospels.
整個聖經呢,有500節係講禱告.
In the whole Bible, there are 500 verses on prayer.
500節係講信心, 500 verses on faith.
2000節
是講錢和財物,
2,000 verses about money and possessions.
很厲害,是不是?
郭佩里牧師講, 神給我們兩隻手, 一隻手呢, 就是我們接收神的禮物, 另一隻手呢, 是要將神的禮物分享出來. And Billy Graham said, God's given us two hands, one to receive with, the other to give with. He said, we are cisterns not made for hoarding, but we are channels made for sharing.
他接著又說,我們不是一些儲水缸的,是自己在儲糧,我們是一個水管要分享出去。所以問題,這錢是你的錢,還是神的錢?
So the problem is it your money or is it God's money?
跟我看馬拉基書第3章,第8節,至到第10節.
Look with me at Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10.
馬拉基新約聖經之前最後一本舊約書.
It's the last book of the Old Testament, just before the New Testament.
馬拉基書第3章,第8節,至到第10節.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10.
人岂可奪取神之物呢? 你們竟奪取我的供物, 你們卻說, 我們在何時上奪取你的供物呢? 就是你們在當立的十分之一, 和當獻的供物上, 因你們通國的人都奪取我的供物, 咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当立的十分之一存现入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆与你们，甚至无处可用。 Powerful verse. Can you steal from God? If we don't give what belongs to God, it's stealing from God. 弟兄姊妹，有三种的奉献。There are three types of giving. 第一个呢，就是不想奉献，但是我要给。The first type is grudge giving. 第二种呢，就是责任上的奉献。The second is duty giving. 第三种呢，就是感恩奉献。The third type is thanksgiving. 第一种话，我是很憎做这样的。The first type says, I hate this. 第二种话，我应该做这样的。The second type says, I ought to do this. 第三种话，我想做。The third type says, I want to. 第一个呢，就是勉强。第二个呢，就是责任。第三个是从心。So the first type is constraint, the second from a sense of obligation, and the third from a full heart. 你奉献的时候，你怎样奉献？ And how do you give when you give to God? 好，我的时间到，我想用这个来总结。Our time is up, and I want to use this as a conclusion to the message today. 不可偷盗，我们看到新约圣经一个美丽的一幅画。And thou shalt not steal, but you know, there's a beautiful picture in the New Testament. 当耶稣钉十字架的时候，我看到一个非常美丽的一幅画。When Jesus was crucified on the cross, there's a beautiful picture. 你知道呢，约翰福音十八章三十九节同埋四十节。You know, in John chapter 18, verse 39 to 40, 耶稣钉十字架嘅时候，佢代替一个强盗离世。When Jesus was crucified on the cross, he took the place of a robber.约翰福音讲，但你们有个规矩，在逾节要我给你们释放一个人，你们要我给你释放犹太人的王吗？他们喊着说，不要这人，要巴拉巴。这巴拉巴是个盗，是个强盗。This Barabbas was a robber. 弟兄姊妹，当耶稣为我们死的时候，他是很明显代替一个强盗而死。另外一幅画是同一个，当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他左右边又是两个贼。And another illustration that's the same is that when Jesus was on the cross, on his left and on his right were two thieves. 所以耶稣钉十字架呢，就是为了强盗为贼而死。And so Jesus died on the cross for robbers and thieves. 十戒话不可偷。The Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not steal. 但是耶稣为贼，为强盗而死。But Jesus died for thieves and robbers. 我们可以说，哎呀，圣经很多难受的规矩，但耶稣为你而死。And maybe you say the Bible has so many hard to follow rules, but Jesus died in your place.耶稣为你而死，是要释放你，给你能力侍奉他。And Jesus died to take your place so you can have the strength to live for him. 可能我们经历过刚才我们讲这么多偷东西的事。And maybe we've experienced stealing things. 但耶稣为你死。But Jesus died for you. 你可以求耶稣宽恕。You can ask Jesus to forgive you. 你可以求耶稣给你能力。And you can ask Jesus to give you strength to change. 你冇左耳入右耳出， don't just let it go in one ear and out the other. 靠耶稣嘅能力改变你。Ask Jesus to change your life. Don't just let it go in one ear and out the other. Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋多谢你，所以你俾我哋一个有时好难接受嘅说话，但系我哋知道你为我哋而死，你表达你嘅爱，你表达你嘅恩典，你表达你嘅接纳，你知道我哋嘅难处，你知道我哋嘅困难，我哋知道我哋睇到十诫，我哋都系有罪嘅，我哋都系唔得嘅，我哋都系软弱嘅，但系你为我哋嘅软弱而死，你为我哋嘅痛苦而死，你为我哋嘅罪而死。主，我哋求你宽恕我哋嘅罪，我哋又偷又抢，我哋可能被好多藉口，以为自己系叻嘅，但系我哋发现到主耶稣，我哋系罪，我哋系犯罪，我哋系罪人，我哋需要耶稣你嘅赦免，需要耶稣你嘅改变，需要耶稣你嘅帮助，俾我哋可以脱离罪恶，俾我哋可以得释放，俾我哋生命可以改变。
求耶稣帮助我哋，多谢你听我祷告，奉耶稣名求，
Amen。 默祷之后开散会。